Okay.
Yep. No problem. I'm looking at a reference book here, and they identify a number of people. For example, Charlotte Manson, they say, was the Ronson girl, whatever that means.
Well, we had, during the Ronson years, we had two principal announcers. One was Frank Waldecker. He was the big voice who did the introductions and read the commercials on the male side. Charlotte was simply the female announcer.
It's interesting because we mentioned Lon Clark being on so many of the programs.
Well, Lon Clark was simply, every Christmas, our guest, the fifth member of the panel.
But Charlotte and Lon worked together on the program that he did on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was his girl Friday.
Yeah, people in radio, you know, a lot of them knew each other.
Right.
Sure. All over the place. Lon Clark, for us, was our fifth panelist every Christmas. He was Santa Claus.
Then you had Jay Jackson?
No. Jay came along much later. Jay succeeded Bill Slater as MC.
Right.
The first broadcast of 1953. Slater was being affected by Parkinson's, which later killed him, I believe. Simply couldn't continue. So Jay succeeded him.
Other names listed, you mentioned Frank Waldecker.
Yeah.
Gary Stevens.
Gary Stevens was the producer. His job was to count the questions for Slater. He sat next to Slater. And to get the guest. And he used various connections to provide the guest, usually a week or two in advance.
Dill Crosby?
Who?
Dill Crosby? Maybe that's a name that came in later. Jack Irish?
There's nobody named Crosby. You mean like in Bing Crosby?
Yeah, that's no. In one of the references. I think it might be Buxton or Owen.
That's incorrect.
Jack Irish is another name listed.
Jack Irish was a WOR announcer who, on occasion, did some of the radio announcing, but not for Ronson. I mean, Waldecker only announced for Ronson. And when Waldecker left the show, it could be that Jack Irish was one of those who took over. But there were others besides him. I believe Bruce Elliott, another WOR announcer, also, I believe, became the mystery voice. The mystery voice who informed the listening audience what the subject was always a guy named Don Fredericks, whose real name was Frederick Stuffman. He was a Hollywood actor. And succeeded in character parts rather well long after the show was over. But he was the mystery voice all the time I was on the show, on the radio. After that, when Ronson left the show, but this is television rather than radio, we had many other announcers. But on radio, for Ronson, it was always Frank Waldecker and Charlotte.
Now, once the program, of course, went to TV and finally went off the air, was there? I assume that your dad still retained ownership of the concept. Was there ever any effort to try to get that back on again in syndication or in any other form?
Many, so too many to list. First, Dad and Mother, with our agent, whose name was George Elber. Were selling the show throughout the rest of the 1950s. And in 1958, Frank Cooper Associates actually did a run-through. But it never went on the air because the next day was the Dotto Chris scandals, and Cooper was in the middle of that. So that whole thing was dropped. Then there were others in the 60s. Then when Dad died in 71, still another one. Came along about 1973, I would say. A guy named Ruben with Gary wanted to produce another show. They did a lot of work. They paid his money every year for the rights for almost 10 years. Mother and I together, after Dad had died, and then myself alone after Mother died, somebody paid us for the rights to the show right up till about 1985. Believe it or not.
Well, we've got to start getting him interested again.
They didn't pay much, but they paid something.
Well, that gave them the right just in case.
Yes. there's all kinds of ancillary events, especially in Hollywood, so far as putting 20 questions at the TV show back on the air, including an attempt by Disney without the rights, and I threatened to sue, but then it turned out that their pilot was such a dismal piece of junk that they just buried it. That was the end of it.
That's too bad. Too bad. May I ask what you've done in the world of... have you been involved in the world of radio or TV?
No.
Since that program went off the air, or have you gone a different route entirely?
Only briefly in television in 1958 when I wrote questions for a couple of quiz shows. But except for that, I've never done anything but corporate governmental writing. I've always been a writer.
What have I failed to ask that I should have? I think I've run out of questions. I know you haven't run out of answers, but I've run out of questions.
Well, if something else comes to mind, I'll hesitate to call again. The book I'm working on is a fictionalized account of a guy in Princeton High School who is a quasi-celebrity in New York every Saturday night, and is advertised as the amazing 14-year-old schoolboy, but who, through 5 days a week in Princeton High School, has trouble getting C average.
That could not be biographical. I don't believe that. Not if you got into Duke.
Well, don't forget, I got into Duke because we had lunch with the dean of admissions, and he was influenced by the specter of showbiz.
Okay. It'll do it every time.
Yeah. And I've so totally fictionalized the book that the characters are all different. I use my friends and change their names and then change the characters.
You know, is this going to appeal to juveniles or is it going to appeal to adults?
Adults. It's I'm writing it for laughs, for fun.
I hope you're writing it for money.
You know,
I mean, it's nice to get some of that as well.
Well, you know what happened, Dave? I started this out strictly as a memoir. And I wrote, 250 pages and put it aside for a month or two and sent excerpts to former acquaintances from Princeton High School. And we all agreed it was great as a memoir, but as a book, it wasn't very interesting. So I threw out that whole design and I revamped it more as a strictly humorous book.
Do you have an agent?
No, I haven't even got that far.
I see.
I don't even know how to get an agent. I published a novel some years ago, but that agent, whose name was Bertha Klausner, if she's still alive, would be 100 years old.
Oh, the...
I kind of doubt if she's still in business.
Okay. Well, I won't give you any advice in that direction.
I think the thing to do is to get a book somewhere that lists agents, but I frankly don't know how to go about it anymore.
I'm sure there are. If I can come up with something, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and you've been very, very generous with your time. I really appreciate it. I apologize for any of the sound problems on those 20-question programs that I sent to you. If you ever come up with a Francis Lederer one, I'd love to hear it.
That's just what I was going to say. I found it.
Oh, wonderful.
I found Lederer. I will send you a tape. It was on the back end of a tape labeled as something else. And I recorded it over Break the Bank or something, and forgot to change the title. Yeah, I'll make you a dub and send it along.
Thanks a lot. You're very, very generous. I appreciate that. Do you ever come to... you did indicate that you went to Newark once or twice.
I did what?
That you've attended the Newark OTR convention once or twice.
I went in 49. It was the year that at that Holiday Inn outside Newark Airport.
Yeah, you know what you ought to think about doing, perhaps, would be to get Jay Hickerson, who runs that Newark convention, 1 year. He's probably planning this one already, but perhaps sometime in the future to get the folks that do the OTR conventions to do a 20-question segment with some of the radio people who are still around. That could be a lot of fun, and you, of course, would be the quizmaster.
That would be fun. The only problem is I don't think anybody's still around.
Well, Jackson Beck, people like that are still around.
No, I mean who had a connection with the show.
No. Yeah, I agree with you there, but the show is certainly vintage radio.
I might be able to get McPhee to do it.
Charlotte Manson passed away a couple of years ago also.
Oh, she did. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was not well.
Yeah. I could inquire. The last I heard, Gary Stevens is still alive. He's 80-some. He's younger. He's remarkable. He sounds just like he did when he 1948.
What did Alexander King once say? My enemies are getting older?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Very good, Dave. I'll be in touch.
Fine. So long. I look forward to the Francis Lederer tape.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.